It's called Earth Hour 2018, 60 Minutes to Protect the Planet. Here to explain what it's all about is Lou Leonard. He's the Senior Vice President of the Climate and Energy Program for World Wildlife Fund. Good morning, Lou. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. So what's going to happen here on March 24th, or what are you hoping to happen?
Yeah, so this Saturday, March 24th at 8:30 p.m. Local time, wherever that is, including in Cleveland, Earth Hour is going to arrive. Earth Hour is the largest grassroots movement for climate action in the world. Millions of people participate every year. This is the 12th year. Climate change, of course, is a serious issue, but Earth Hour is, it's a fun way for people to take a first step to get involved and connect with other people. It acts like New Year's Eve. It starts in Sydney, Australia, and sweeps across the world, so it's kind of fun in that way. And big iconic landmarks like the Sydney Opera House, the pyramids in Egypt, Eiffel Tower, Big Ben in the U.S., places like the Empire State Building and Las Vegas Strip all participate by going dark. But it's also something that individuals all over do, whether it's a candlelight dinner or time out under the stars, hopefully not a day like today since it's so cold. But, you know, really it's about kind of turning off the TV, putting down the smartphones, and really being able to connect with what's going on in our world.
So it has, I would assume this is more symbolic than actually having a benefit, but, or is it, I mean, it's just to bring awareness, I would have said. So if we have these lights going off, you know, that's a minor impact on it. I suppose it's just for maybe a understanding and a sort of a, as you say, a worldwide participation.
Yeah, you're right. It really is a symbolic act, the hour itself. That's not what we need to actually get after the problem. But what we find is, you know, sometimes a problem like climate change feels so big and overwhelming that people tend to kind of just, you know, say, well, there's nothing I can really do. This is a way for people to start to get involved, kind of break that barrier down, and then do more once, you know, kind of once the lights come back on. And there's a lot that individuals can do, you know, in their daily lives, whether it's to address their electricity use. Utilities now can, you know, make it easy for you to switch to renewables, or even food. You know, that's one of the big impacts of climate change, and food waste is something that I think everybody can get behind. You know, we waste about half the food that we buy at the grocery store in the United States, so that wastes a lot of energy and has a lot of impact on climate change. So lots that individuals can do.
Lou, I imagine you're a big supporter of alternative energy.
I certainly am.
Where do you see the movement going? Is it picking up steam?
Well, I think that, you know, what we're seeing is the marketplace has really taken up renewable energy, and it's now in many places it's outcompeting more traditional forms of energy just on cost alone. So I think that's made a big deal. You know, in the United States over the last few years, renewables have been the largest share of new electricity generation that's coming on board into our grid. So I think we're seeing that shift really at the level of the market.
We're talking this morning with Lou Leonard about Earth Hour 2018, 60 Minutes to Protect the Planet. How do we know what's happening here is related to so much of what we are as humans are doing, and not as much as what the planet is evolving through time anyway?
Yeah, I mean, I think in an organization like mine at World Wildlife Fund, you know, we've been around since, you know, for over 50 years, and science-based organization, we have gotten into this issue because of what we've seen in the places where we work all over the world, whether it's the effect that are, you know, it's happening on coral reefs and the effect that has on our oceans, or the effect that, you know, droughts and other weather events are having on animal habitats around the world. So we're seeing it firsthand, and I think relying very much on what the science is saying about the, you know, the human caused aspects of it.
Where can we find out more about this event and maybe even, you know, participate and see how this is taking place coming up on the 24th?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you go to worldwildlife.org/EarthHour, you can get more information. It's also really big on social media. You can imagine the sort of images of all these iconic places participating is a big deal. So on social media, you can follow it on #EarthHour.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate your time this morning, Lou, and thank you for sharing the details with us.
Thanks for having me.
Again, Lou Leonard joining us this morning from the World Wildlife fund, all about Earth Hour 2018, 60 Minutes to Protect the Planet, coming up on March 24th.